Edit it down. I think I only left one F word in there, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He swore quite a few times. Not yeah, as but, many as you think.
But. Yeah, but it wasn't necessary to the interview. But,
right.
Because he was just, you know, going F, 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 S, S, S.
He's Slash.
So, all right, here's a Slash. Oh, 92.3 camera. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kane and Cabby.
What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, not much.
Good to talk to you again. So, yeah. Obviously, we know why you're calling.
Well, I actually, tell you the truth, I got a phone call. I got a lot of phone calls this morning.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I wonder why.
This thing in Vegas, it's amazing how much controversy, you know, I don't even know what to call it, Guns N' Roses or Axl and myself or the combination of any one of us.
Are you surprised after all this time people are still talking about it and it's this big of a deal?
Well, yeah. I gotta be totally honest with you.
Now, do you think it's partly a big deal because he makes it a big deal?
Well, I gotta say this much, you know, I usually don't talk a lot of BS about, you know, anything having to do with Axe and...
Right, I've tried to get you to talk BS about him, and you don't do it.
I avoid it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like to dwell on negativity, for one, and for two, I mean, all things considered, granted, yeah, I did quit the band because of reasons that were not too savory, but at the same time... a lot of time has gone by. I don't have any time or the patience to, like, just, you know, make crap out of crap for no real reason.
Right.
You know? And I like to sort of just get on with things.
Move forward. Yeah. Be positive.
Well, so to go back to New Year's.
Well, this whole thing started my wife and I went to Las Vegas a couple weeks ago for the opening of the Whiskey Sky Bar in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
And in our hotel room, they have one of those Las Vegas entertainment, you know, like what's happening in Las Vegas this month.
Right.
Kind of magazines. And I was flipping through it, and I saw, you know, I mean, I see GNR, Guns N' Roses, at the joint. And all things considered, it did catch my attention.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And it said that they were playing on the 29th and the 31st. And I was like, you know, honey, that would be sort of cool. You know, come back, you know, over here in a couple of weeks and go see Guns N' Roses. And, you know, now that I think about it, I've never seen Guns N' Roses.
Right, because you were always in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've never seen them from that perspective. So, you know, I booked a flight to Las Vegas and made a couple phone calls to people I know in and around the Hard Rock Hotel and to get tickets so I can go in and check it out. And, No sooner had I made those plans that the entire, all of Las Vegas knew that I was going to go to a Guns N' Roses show.
Well, how do you figure that got out?
Oh, I know how it got out. Those people...
Somehow it got out because whoever it was that I talked to in Vegas, letting them know that I was coming and when I was booking the room, it just, you know, someone couldn't keep their mouth shut.
Of course.
Like, I should have gotten into that 007 mode.
Right,
right.
Shaved your head.
Called my good buddy Tom Cruise and asked him how to get into a Guns gig if you're an ex-member. Anyway, but so what happened is as soon as I got to the VIP section of the Hard Rock Hotel to get my room key, and it was like you could just feel the vibe, like everybody knew something that I didn't know. And it's like, you know, it's like I've been around the block enough times to know this vibe, you know, but I'm not gonna like dwell on it. Just give me my room key and you know, basically I'll be on my way.
Right.
And so no sooner had I gotten my room key and gotten in my room, there was a knock on the door, and I had like I think it was like four security guards and one of the management company, you know, one of Doug Goldstein's cronies. And they came to, you know, so as not to embarrass me in front of anybody, in front of the joint entrance, they came to my room to tell me that I was not allowed in the joint. The joint's the name of the gig.
Right.
You know.
Right.
The name of the venue.
That you weren't welcome.
That I was not allowed in there. And I was like, okay, explain to me, why is this? And they said, because, well, for one, if Axl finds out that you're there, before, he might not go on stage, or, you know, he might just trip out and we just don't want that to happen. And I was like, well, then, you know, all things considered, I just really came down to see the show with, you know, with all good intentions, with, you know, for one, I'm curious.
Yeah, you're not going to cause any trouble there, you know.
I didn't come there to, like, you know, cast any stones or anything like that.
You didn't go there to boo.
Right. I went to go see how my boy was doing, how the band sounded, and so on and so forth, and, you know, have a good time, and that was it. If I ended up inside the joint, people were going to lose their
job. Oh, Christ.
So Axl's penis is that small that he just can't have you in the same room?
I mean, at this point, really, you know, as pissed off as I am about the whole thing, or at least I was at the time, I don't think they made sure not to tell Axl that I was there. I know they didn't tell him.
So, because he would have freaked out.
He would have something. So he didn't find out till afterwards. So I'm not going to blame the initial distress on Axl. But then, you know, what pisses me off is the little bastard had the f***ing gall to badmouth me and Duff on stage the next night.
Are you kidding?
For riding on the Guns N' Roses name.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's so hypocritical.
Yeah, he's been riding on it for, what, 10 years now, waiting for a new record?
I haven't been riding on the Guns N' Roses name.
You've done the exact, you've tried to disassociate yourself with that.
And I've been working.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slash a snake pit. You've done some jazz stuff.
I've been doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Right.
I've been working, so that sort of hurt my feelings, because then I was like, you know, and I knew that he was going to say something on stage.
Of course he did, because he had the microphone.
Right, and so he had to take the time. Probably took enough time to skip like two songs out of the set.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's basically what's up.
And
so
all right.
I wanted to let you guys know what the real story was, is because all these phone calls I was getting, it was starting to get blown out of proportion. I figured if I could tell anybody who could get it right and convey it properly, it'd be you guys.
Dude, well, we appreciate that.
They might have let you in had you put a KFC bucket on your head or something.
Well, you know what? I did have one little stroke of, or a little streak of mischievous kind of mental activity going on, where I was going to call up the main security guard and tell them I was on my cell phone in the building I bought my tickets. Let the whole place go nuts.
That's awesome.
But, oh. That would be a cheap shot, so I left it out.
Slash, again, thanks for calling.
Thanks,
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, have a good one, and you just take care.
Have a great new year, and God bless you.
All right, you too.
Take care, brother.